This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you guys see the astronauts land yesterday?
A little bit of it, yeah.
I watched the whole thing. I asked Al and Eddie. They weren't interested.
Really?
He's an alien guy. You figured he'd be interested in this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Why weren't you interested, Eddie?
It wasn't that I wasn't interested. I was just doing other stuff.
There wasn't appointment TV for him. That's all.
You know,
he kind of put words in his mouth there.
From all of the space shuttles taking off to this yesterday, going all the way back, I remember a little bit sitting around the TV watching the whole moon landing and all that. I can remember some of that. But, you know, I don't know. There was a sense of, like, American pride yesterday when that thing came down, like, right at the right time. I mean, they have a better timing than United and American and Southwest Airlines.
When Apollo 13 happened, I know everybody saw the movie with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Was that real? I mean, I'm going to finish my thought. In terms of the way the country reacted, I mean, they showed it like the world was, you know, on lockstep and was watching and with people were gathering in Times Square. Is that real?
Yes, 100%.
Not made for Hollywood.
I mean, when you think about, like, well, initially NASA doing all of this and being first to the moon and doing all the space exploration, of course you have a sense of pride. You know that there are people working really hard to bring people back safely, to put them up in space safely at the space station. I mean, it's an amazing feat like that we just kind of take for granted.
Yeah. We take everything for granted, Boomer.
I mean, well,
why would that be any?
I mean, I was enjoying the hell out of this.
How about the dolphins being right there?
Yeah, the dolphins were there checking things out.
Dolphins.
It was great.
Yeah, right when it came down.
It was great. You know, it was interesting because the first couple shoots, open. That thing is coming down at 17,500 miles an hour. It's crazy.
And then by the time it gets down,
it's going 16 miles an hour.
Drifts right into the water.
Drifts right in at 5:57, which is exactly the time that they said.
When the dolphins said, "Can you get these barnacles off us?"
That's what the dolphins were there for, Eddie.
Well, you walked yourself right into that one.
I didn't mean, just wait.
The thing that I was fascinated by, because they had been in space for so long, taking the astronauts out and them reestablishing getting used to Earth's gravity.
Yes.
Where they basically had to help them out and up onto their feet because they've just been not in that environment for so long.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and, you know, they'll most likely they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. Yes, they just got to take some time now.
And obviously it's a goal, not for next year, but for years to come at some point. The goal is to go to Mars. Would you ever do that?
No, because I'm claustrophobic.
Okay, so you'd be out. No chance I would.
As if it's like some sort of option for us?
What do you mean? No, as if like trips to like, Eddie is on reg. I've done podcasts with him where he would 100% get in a spaceship and go into space.
Oh, dude. I would go to space in a heartbeat.
Oh, you would?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, heartbeat.
Yes.
Okay, really?
I thought you meant to Mars.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because
I'd love to go to space.
That's the next frontier is Mars.
I'm fascinated by space travel and all that. It's wild.
I'm not saying I'm not fascinated by it.
Oh, no, I would definitely
go. Wouldn't catch me dead in one of those.
I would
There's
absolutely
no
go.
Way. Well, if I was dead, I wouldn't
know. You guys are small enough. Eddie would be.
What do you mean he'd be able to? What did he put in a little cylinder tube?
Did you see how tight those seats are yesterday?
We're going to do fat jokes now? Really?
No, I'm not trying to do a fat joke. I'm just saying.
It's exactly what you just did.
He's too big.
Exactly. So big makes that we're dressing up fat with big.
I'm too big, too. Like, you guys can fit.
Little people.
You guys are little guys.
Yeah.
Who'd you call little guy the other day?
Jalen Brunson. The little guy at 6'3 or whatever he is.
All right, 6:30. Chris, what do you got?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'm glad they're a little comedic relief. We can laugh there a little bit and kind of lighten things up because, last night at the Garden was a disgrace. And I know you did a lot of it in the open. This sums it up, though, I think, as the Rangers treated this game against the visiting Calgary Flames like it was a optional morning skate. And even Joe Micheletti couldn't help but voice some frustration with time ticking down and somehow the Rangers only down by one goal.
Rangers change. Anderson for Calgary. 4.5 minutes to go. Anderson waits. The Flames complete a line change.
They got to go after him. You got to go after him. They're standing out in the neutral zone. You're desperate to score. You can't let the clock keep ticking down.
That's it.
And they were playing like they had the 2-1 lead, just sitting back.
I was thinking about doing like have to have the Manny cast for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
We should do the Boomer cast.
I will do that with you in a heartbeat.
I'll just be ripping everybody.
Yeah.
That would actually be fun to watch.
Expletives allowed, because we'd stream it, right?
Yes, you'd have to.
It would be like the Boomer and Geo live shows.
It would be. I mean, I don't know if I could do 82 of them, but we got a game like this last night.
Do one a week.
Oh, man.
The way the Mannings do.
What did you say about last night? What did you say? Just now I heard Jerry.
I was just saying if we had a game last night for an alternate broadcast.
I was screaming at home. So I'm sure you were too.
And I'm sure, all of us passionate Ranger fans all felt the same way.
There is a thing on YouTube, and I've told you about this before. I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Okay.
Because I came across it last summer when I was outside I was having trouble with the stream for one of the baseball games, and I saw one of these guys on YouTube. What they do is they put up a running scoreboard in time. And you're watching him watch the game and react to it.
Yeah, it's like a Manning cast.
Yes, it is. It's a little different because he's not Eli or Peyton Manning. But like, you could 100% do that. And I guarantee you would have literally thousands and thousands of people watching you. For real.
Yeah, well.
It was your idea. I'm just trying to help you.
I know. I was just thinking, the Mannings get paid a lot of money to do that. Oh. I'm not doing this for free.
Oh, wow.
All right. I mean, you don't do anything. You don't get out of bed for free. So
no, I do, all I'm saying is that I tried to watch with a clear head last night. I had expectations because they lost to Edmonton. You and I talked about it.
They played fine. Columbus, their best game of the year, probably.
Right, and then the followed up with this piss poor performance last night.
Jerry, you're laughing. It was.
I'm not laughing. I opened it with it because of how bad it was. I know.
You
keep saying the word. I think it's funny.
It's
that's all.
It's true, though. I mean, they scored 73 seconds into the game on a goal that Vladar, I thought, should have had. Panarin, it was a nice shot, but he kind of stabbed at it, whatever.
Well, by the way, those are the types of goals that Panarin's supposed to score. That's what he's getting paid to.
It's fine, but then they decide, that's enough for tonight. We're good. One goal.
I don't necessarily know that they, all sat there and said, hey, that's enough for tonight. I mean, it's just the way they all played, and they played. Nobody played with passion.
I'm saying the way they played other than looked Igor. That
let's
way.
Let's move on. What else?
I'm not suggesting
whatever.
That. Let's Jesus. Move on. I didn't even play anything from it yet. Can I play some post-game sound?
Sure.
All right. Mika Zibanejad, back to his soft-spoken, down-in-the-dumps Eeyore Mika.
It's frustrating. Really frustrating. I don't care if we play like that and we win, but we lose and we play like that. That's not acceptable.
I don't even love that. I don't care if we play that way and we win. I mean, you want to win, but
that goes back to the beginning of the season when you said they were not playing well and winning.
There's just something wrong in there this year. I don't know what it is. The most emotion he showed last night was when JT Miller took a stick to the nuts at the end of the first period and he was screaming at the officials. Mika.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mika's Mika, Good player. When he's engaged and he's playing well.
And he has been.
But since JT Miller got here. But they've lost that edge, whatever that edge was. But they showed it two games ago. They showed it. But
that's what I mean. It's like, of all the nights to no show, it just didn't make any sense. But whatever.
Their home record stinks.
Yeah. Well, good, because they're not good. They're playing at home tomorrow night against Toronto and then Saturday against Vancouver, which has the Sam Rosen ceremony and tribute, so hopefully they'll actually show up for that one.
They stink.
Yeah.